From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting an effort at unity in Libya. Representatives of the country's warring factions agreed Tuesday to create a national unity government following months of UN-mediated efforts to end fighting and chaos. The announcement in Tunis was welcomed by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
This is a significant step forward on the path towards Libya's peace and stability. We urge all Libyans to continue moving forward with the implementation of the Libyan political agreement. We note that the agreement calls on the Libyan House of Representatives to convene and endorse the Government of National Accord within 10 days. We encourage the House to proceed without delay.
There's been no immediate reaction from the country's rival administrations. If they agree to back it, Fayez Sarraj, a lawmaker in the Eastern Parliament, would be set to become prime minister. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has refused to rule out obtaining nuclear weapons if arch-rival Iran becomes a regional threat. In an interview Tuesday, Reuters news agency asked Adel Al-Joubert whether Saudi Arabia would try to get the bomb if Iran obtained one.
I don't think it would be logical to expect us to discuss any such issue in public. But what I can tell you is that there are two things that we don't negotiate over in Saudi Arabia: our faith and our security. We will do whatever we need to do in order to protect our people and our nation.
He said the end of Western sanctions on Iran as part of a nuclear agreement is welcome if Tehran uses unfrozen funds to improve the living standards of its people. But he said if the funds go to, quote, support nefarious activities, this will be a negative and it will generate pushback. Tensions between the two countries escalated earlier this month after the Saudis executed a Shia cleric accused of supporting terrorism. Furious Iranians responded by attacking the Saudi embassy in Tehran. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hakmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from an Iranian jail as part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and Washington. He said he hopes to speak out more about his experience.
I hope to give more details in the future. This is all still surreal, and we're just soaking it all in right now. There is a lot that I have to say about the experience and what happened, and I hope to bring that to the American people and the world.
Hakmati, an Iranian-American, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges while visiting his grandmother. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iran agreed to try to determine the fate of Robert Levinson, a former federal law enforcement agent who disappeared in Iran in 2007. White House spokesman Josh Earnest suggested Tuesday Levinson may no longer be in Iran.
That's why we continue to press for information about his whereabouts. And we're going to continue to do that. And we've secured a commitment from the Iranians to use the channel that has now been opened to secure the release of those individuals that we know were being held by Iran unjustly, to use those same channels to try to gather information about Mr. Levinson's possible whereabouts.
Earnest said there has been some publicity in recent years indicating whoever is holding Levinson put out a so-called proof of life evidence, but he said he has no updated assessment of that. A gun and bomb attack on a university in northwest Pakistan Wednesday killed at least 25 people and wounded dozens more. A group described as between 10 and 12 terrorists stormed the Bakhsh Khan University in the town of Charsada, opening fire on students and teachers. A regional official said at least two suicide bombers were among the terrorists in the attack. The Islamic State group Tuesday publicly acknowledged for the first time the death of the masked militant member seen on numerous execution videos and referred to as Jihadi John. The site intelligence group, which monitors terrorist activity, said the IS group published a eulogizing profile in its English-language magazine. Jihadi John had been identified by the U.S. military as Mohammed Mwazi, a Kuwaiti-born British citizen killed in a drone strike in November. The search for 12 missing U.S. Marines aboard two helicopters that collided off the Hawaiian coast was suspended Tuesday after 5 days with no sign of survivors. Officials are now transitioning to a recovery and salvage operation. Colombian peace negotiators and FARC rebels have asked the U.N. to monitor and verify peace between the two sides. Colombia and the leftist rebels have given themselves a March 23 deadline to sign a final peace deal ending 50 years of war. The International Labor Organization says global unemployment will fall in 2017, but actual unemployment will rise with a growing population. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.